For years now, law enforcement agencies have been criticized for the way they handle cases involving people with intellectual, developmental, and physical disabilities. Advocates have called for better training programs for officers to improve their relationships with the community, including in Ellis County, Texas. It's about 30 miles south of Dallas, and it's where the Sheriff's Department has expanded its disability and mental health training because a man with disabilities who was beaten by police during his arrest decided to seek lasting change. Becca Moore from member station KERA has the story.
On the evening of March 23, 2018, Ruben Solis was walking home from his daughter's house in Waxahachie, Texas, when Ellis County deputies approached him. They were responding to a call about a disturbance in the area and said they smelled alcohol on him. Solis told deputies he has Huntington's disease, a progressive brain disorder that causes uncontrolled movements and a decline in thinking and reasoning. At some point, the 67-year-old Solis started to walk away. That's when the deputies detained him and charged him with public intoxication.
Within 3 minutes, they were on top of him, beating him, handcuffing him, arresting him while he was in a pool of blood, gasping, "I can't breathe."
That's Wayne Krause-Yang, one of Solis's lawyers.
He said he had Huntington's disease, and yet the deputies had no idea what that was or how to treat it. And in the end, that led directly to the fact that instead of trying to accommodate him or learn more about it, they ended up using force against him and arresting him.
The charge against Solis was dropped, but he still sued Ellis County, claiming its deputies violated his rights under the Americans with Disabilities Act.
I filed this lawsuit because Ellis County sheriff really abused me. And I don't want this to happen to anyone else.
For Solis, this lawsuit wasn't about the money. The goal in this case was to seek systemic change. That's why he sought help from Yang, who works on the impact litigation team at the Texas Legal Services Center. When litigation began, Yang's office found there was no disability training within the Ellis County Sheriff's Department. So Solis offered to drop his lawsuit if the department would agree to implement disability training and expand mental health training. Ellis County Sheriff Chuck Edge argued there already was training in place.
I'm a required person to be in one of the classes that we teach that has to talk about disabilities because I myself have a disability. So we teach everything that's required by TCOL to maintain our license and to maintain our professionalism.
But the ARC of Texas, a nonprofit organization advocating for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, surveyed Ellis County Sheriff's deputies. And the ARC's Alex Kogan said a lot of them told her they hadn't done any mental health or disability training, or had logged less than the required 40 hours. One reason, the legislation requiring mental health training exempts all officers who are licensed before April of 2018. Also, Kogan says, many officers just don't remember the training.
I do trainings all the time and cops are on their phones. Like, I can't force you to listen to me and I can't force you to implement any of the information I give you. There needs to be a second half of mandating disability training, but you need to mandate accountability as well.
After months of back and forth, Ellis County agreed to settle. Attorney Randy Montgomery says the county's insurance carrier weighed the time and cost of prolonged litigation and decided not to go to court. Even though the Sheriff's Department claimed to have already had mental health and disability training, the county agreed to expand its efforts to provide better training for deputies.
They were willing to be a little more creative to get something done that had a benefit for everybody, for their citizens as well as for the plaintiff here. You know, in the end, I feel like they were looking to do the right thing, and I feel like they did the right thing.
As a condition to dropping the lawsuit, at least 25 of the 86 deputies on staff in the Ellis County Sheriff's Department will be required to undergo that mental health training. But Kogan says that doesn't entirely address the problem.
If an officer is all the way across town and they get a call or a mental health officer is busy, a patrol without that training is still going to go to the call. So then why are you not training everyone?
Ellis County will also implement more specific disability training through the ARC. Kogan says it focuses on four areas: identifying disabilities, communication, accommodations, and support.
We're talking about things like adjusting that communication style, adjusting your physical presence. They may use communication devices or have communication cards that you should be aware of. And they may have things like comfort items that you don't want to remove from that individual because it may exacerbate a situation.
Roughly 61 million American adults live with a disability. Ellis County, Texas, where Ruben Solis resides, is home to about 30,000 of them. Solis says, for the sake of his community, he's proud of standing up for his rights.
Ellis County is going to be a better place, safer place, for people who have disabilities.
For Here and Now, I'm Becca Moore in Dallas.